Summa Up is next-gen body optimization from an actual doctor that's guaranteed to get you in the best shape of your life in 90 days. You'll be at peak levels for each of the fundamentals that drive your strength, energy, and even your longevity. It's a lifelong difference you'll see in the mirror, but also feel throughout your entire day. Summa Up puts more living in life. For full details on this transformative program designed for the demanding lives of today's highest achieving entrepreneurs and CEOs, visit www.startsumma.com.
JD here, and I'm the co-founder of Summa Up, and today we're going to start a series about how I transform from 230-pound blob to 180 lean at 5'11". I imagine this is going to be a series of videos kind of breaking down what habits and protocols have worked for me. Let's start with kind of the backstory, okay? So I'm going to share my screen right now and kind of show what's going on here. So this is what I used to be. Obviously, I'm not so good, but you probably can't see the front, the excess fat, belly fat tissue, and so forth, right? And this is where I'm at right now. And so in the next few minutes, you're going to learn about one of the key ingredients that has helped me drop the weight, especially. It's used by pro athletes, billionaires in particular, and has research studies that all back up the many benefits of it, right? I know it might be hard to believe right now what I'm going to talk about, but metformin, you know, is truly a phenomenal and amazing drug, right? And so it has really far-reaching effects on everything from diabetes, obesity, cancer, and heart disease, general life extension, okay? If you think about kind of the backstory, you know, it was originally one of the older drugs. It was invented in 1959 and used freely in other countries, but wasn't really approved in the US until 1995. The drug currently is used by type 2 diabetes, a type 2 diabetics actually, to help them handle dietary sugar or more broadly carb intake. So when people that don't have diabetes take metformin, it generally leads to fat loss because it allows a non-diabetic person to handle carbs better. So bodybuilders and billionaires have long been fans of this drug because it makes muscle cells more sensitive to insulin so that more nutrients can be shuttled towards muscle cells, right? So while it's doing its magic on muscle cells, metformin simultaneously desensitizes fat cells to insulin's effect. So fat cells can't really store nutrients as easily. As such, kind of think about it this way, your muscles get bigger and your fat stores get smaller, right? Research studies also show that there are some preventative effects with cancer. You know, really today it seems like almost every chemical out there causes cancer or help, you know, or maybe it prevents it, right? But a recent report involving metformin's effect on cancer are pretty noteworthy, right? One of the largest studies of its kind, a group of scientists poured over 10-year case histories of 8,000 type 2 diabetics who had been using metformin. And so what they found was metformin users had a 50% lower incidence of all cancers compared to the general population. Okay, so not only did the drug have a preventative effect, but metformin users who developed cancer had a much higher survival rate. Interesting, right? Those include people that had tumors with like lung or colon or breast. Earlier, they started using metformin, the better they continued to fight off cancer, right? So the effect was so profound that the results, along with drug's glucose control properties, right, prompted the Life Extension Foundation, LAF, to recommend its members, diabetic or not, take it every day. So what would be the main reason a blood sugar lowering drug protects against cancer? So one reason that it is that it reduces obesity, which is a risk factor for more than a dozen cancers, right? So there's, you know, a 59% increase of the incidence of cancer for every 5-unit increase in BMI, body mass index, right? Metformin increases the production of a chemical that regulates cell growth and replication. Without kind of jumping into the science, right? It can really tell cells to stop drawing energy. And so once this chemical is activated, cancer cells end up starving themselves because energy lifeline has been cut, right? It's not just beneficial from a cancer standpoint, it helps out for heart disease, right? So high blood sugar can contribute to the amount of fatty materials deposit in your blood vessels. And so over time, these blood deposits implode blood flow, right? Which increases the chance of circulatory problems and heart disease. So metformin prevents this from happening by keeping levels of blood sugar low. Users of metformin, okay, it's not a miracle drug. There are side effects. One significant side effect is called lactic acidosis. And this is a very rare frequency. It occurs, the side effect in 0.06 in 1,000 patient years, very low. And it almost occurs in patients that have predisposed conditions, right? Such as renal, liver, or cardiac issues or diseases or alcoholism. And oftentimes it's very high dosage, so 1.7 grams a day. While conventional physicians don't prescribe metformin for the health promoting or life extending purposes, the reason why they don't do that is mostly because they're unaware of its new uses, or they're reluctant to prescribe a drug off label for any reason that, you know, is there to treat a diagnosed disease, right? So, you know, another one of the side effects that is really very real, basically you get fat loss from lower blood levels of insulin, right? One of the more common side effects, okay, of metformin for those that haven't been using it is gas or bloating, right? And that typically occurs in people that have kind of unhealthy or not so strong gut biome. And that's kind of caused by a diet or compounded by a diet in refined carbs, sugar, or alcohol, right? So poor habits, right? And this is compounded, right? In terms of the gastric distress that some people may experience and in terms of nausea, flatulence, or stomach discomfort. But the good news is that these effects are typically short-lived. If it does happen, what you can do is you can break the tablet down into halves or quads, if it's 500 mg, right, or so forth, whatever it is, and it will disappear over time. So let's stop for a second, right? Imagine what your life would be like if you can kind of start getting some momentum in your weight loss or fitness goals, right? If you had the right energy levels, drive, or motivation, or basal metabolic rate to kind of build muscle mass. Now, metformin isn't a miracle, but it can certainly help you get there, and it's cardioprotective, right? It prevents cancer, and it is believed to enhance longevity along with tightening your waist. And it worked for me, and I certainly hope this is something that can work for you all too. Thank you so much. This is JD. Talk to you soon.